band you actually were in before you decided to make music with Brandy. You were in a band called The Fighting Machinists. Kind of tell me about that, and tell me how you first actually met.
How we first actually met Brandy?
Met Brandy, yeah.
Well, let's see. The Fighting Machinists, we just started, that was like a definitely a lot harder rock band type thing. We had a record deal at Interscope Records really briefly, but our record never came out. And so, and that was kind of fizzling away. We were recording some demos, still Fighting Machinists, at a studio called London Bridge, actually, which a good friend of ours owns in North Seattle. And Brandy, at the same time, was doing demos in a different part of that studio, like upstairs in one of the other studios. So we kind of bumped into her every once in a while, and finally she just called me up one day, and just picked the number from so-and-so at the studio, and I forget who even gave it to her, but she said, "You want to come record on some stuff, or want to come write some stuff?" And I was like, "Sure, what the heck?" And that's really how we just met.
And just to put it on the timeline, I mean, when was this? How long ago was this?
Oh, Jesus. I'd say it was, I guess around 5 years ago.
Okay, so we're talking like 2002-ish.
Yeah, right around there.
Okay. And so what, I mean, what, did she make a big impression on you guys initially? I mean, what was, what do you remember about the first time that you met her?
Well, I just remember, before I'd ever even met her, my buddy who was recording her played me just a couple songs, and I remember her voice was really, really good. Just great pitch and energetic and everything. And, but it was kind of cool. I mean, we had our other band, we didn't really, like, pride ourselves on good singing or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that struck me as, like, wow. I mean, I never knew, like, a local singer to be that good. I mean, it just sounded like she was really talented for how old she was. That really stuck out to me.
Yeah, because she's only, like, what, 24, 25 now, so she must be really...
Yeah,
like,
25, and, I was just amazed back then. And I didn't really, at the time, it wasn't really my cup of tea, like the music I was into, and that I never really played too much acoustic guitar before I met her. I joined the band, and was like, "Oh, you want me to play acoustic? Okay. Can you give me one?" So, she kind of showed me, introduced me to that whole acoustic-y kind of world. Okay, and I think we kind of like showed her